Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are making our way through a handful of verses in Ephesians chapter 4, in which Paul talks about the instructions for Christian living. And it's very interesting because the few verses we've taken up, it's not yet about external practice. It's not like, oh, these are all the bad things you should do and these are all the good things you shouldn't do. And there's a way in which Paul does get to that. And maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. But he begins, and what he's talking about is a life that flows from a futile mind. And he's saying that there's a life that's lived without God, and the way that our minds and our hearts are formed with or without God is the most important thing, because you actually can't have instructions for Christian living until you consistently deal with your mind, until you consistently deal with your heart and the things that are going into it, the things that are coming out of it, and the way that your heart and your mind is being formed. And so that's really what we've been talking about. Paul talks about what happens with the Gentiles. Their understanding is darkened. They're separated from God. They have an ignorance and they harden their hearts. And there's a way that those without God have it in an extreme way. But every time we sin and every time we choose against God, this happens to us a little bit. We exchange the truth for a lie and we put ourselves in the driver's seat, all of this kind of stuff. And our heart in small ways becomes hardened. And then we begin to lose sensitivity in the spirit. And what Paul's trying to get at with the Ephesians, he's saying over and over again, it comes back to your heart and your mind. And we left off yesterday with Paul saying, this is not the way of life you learned. And many of us, as we talked about this week, can give in to discouragement and being like, this is pointless. Is any of this even worth it? But Paul's saying, no, it is worth it. This is not the way of life you've learned. So let's go ahead and we're going to pray Psalm 103, and then we're going to get into our passages for the day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor requite us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. I know this is long. I'm going to skip forward a little bit. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a contrast from yesterday's psalm. If you read yesterday in Psalm 102, David's like, I am going down into the pit. My life is worthless. I'm withering away like grass. And then we see in this next psalm, he's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let everything within me bless the Lord. Bless his name. Let me not forget his benefits. And then it goes on to just say, this is who the Lord is. The Lord crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He satisfies you with good as long as you live and renews your youth on eagle's wings. So David's got some momentum here to say he's renewing his mind, friends. Through the proclamation of this psalm, his mind is being renewed in the spirit. And like we talked about yesterday, he's escaping the futility of the mind imposed on him by the spirit of death. And he's escaping that. And he's saying, I will not give in to hardness of heart. I will not give in to discouragement. I am choosing to bless the Lord. And we see that here again in Ephesians 4. Paul's saying that, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. So he's saying this is the way the world lives. He was laying out a map of saying this is the way the world lives. And actually, this worldly way of thinking and living is creeping back into your minds and hearts. This is not the way of life you learned in Christ. This is not what Christ has taught you. And sometimes we need to buck up. We need to take ourselves by the collar and say this to ourselves, saying, Rachel, this is not the way of life you learned. You have not learned futility. You have not learned discouragement. You have not learned living in uncleanliness, of giving into this hardness of heart. And now he gets into the real meat. What were you taught? You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Another way he says this, right, is to say be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new creature created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So he's saying that old way of life that I'm talking about, it's creeping back in, but that's not what you learned. What did you learn in Christ? What were you taught in him? And I kind of want to paint a picture here. He's saying, first, you were taught to put off. To take off, it's an action. Put off your old nature. So you have an old nature and a new nature. You have a BC nature, a before Christ nature, a BP nature, a before baptism nature. That was your old nature, your sinful nature. And when you were submerged in the waters of your baptism, you were buried with Christ into his death, and so was your old nature. But there's a way that our old nature is still there because we're not fully in heaven, and it's being tempted. It's being pulled by the world, the flesh, and the devil, and it's being corrupted. I love it. He says that. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life. It belongs to your old way of life and is becoming corrupt through deceitful lusts. It's being corrupted. And so, friends, we are in an active battle. And an active battle, you have to put off. You have to put off. You have to put off. Put off your old nature. And so I want you to think of like a chart in your mind. And on one side is old, like heading old nature, old nature. Maybe on top, you're actually on top, is former manner of life, old life. And then under that is old nature. And then under that is being corrupted through your deceitful desires. So think of that column. You have your old way of life. And what exists in your old way of life is your old nature. And many of us experience this coming back in. We experience it when we're with certain groups of people. We experience it when we have certain temptations. We experience all of these different things. And the devil, although he has lost the war, he's still fighting in the battle to try to get our souls. And so he wants you to keep your old nature on. So your old way of life, and in that old way of life exists your old nature. And what is proper to your old nature is being corrupted through deceitful lusts. Not just lust, through deceitful lusts, through the lusts of the eyes and the pride of life, through the world, the flesh, and the devil, which is pushing you towards desires that are lying to you. This is what sin is. Lusts that are lying to you, saying you need this, you need that, you need to come back into the world, you need power, you need sex, you need money, you need to be appreciated, you need to be affirmed. You need to put your identity in the world. This is where you'll find happiness. And that power of corruption is actually still at work because we live
in the world. And so if your old nature, which you're fighting against, and what belongs to that old nature is corruption through deceitful lusts. And then on the other side, you have your new way of life. And then Paul's saying, this is what you've learned in Christ, a new way of life. And under new way of life, under new life, you have new nature. New nature. And so when you put off your old nature, what do? You put on your new nature. You're taking something off to put something on. And the reality is that nature is already in you through your baptism. And so he's saying, put that old nature off so the new nature can come into the forefront. Take off the old t-shirt so you can put on your new t-shirt, right? It's such a lame analogy. But he's saying you have this new life, which has a new nature. And now what is proper to the new nature? The likeness of God, true righteousness, and true holiness. Friends, I just want to stop there and say, this is what God has given us. If you are baptized, yes, you may be fighting with your old nature. You may be fighting with your former manner of life. But now what belongs to you in your new way of life is a new nature. And what is proper to that new nature? What's proper to the old nature is futility, purposelessness, nothingness, lusts that corrupt you and lie to you and tell you this is what's going to make you happy and it doesn't. That's what's proper to your old nature. That's all you had before. But in your new nature, what's proper to your new nature? The likeness of God. True righteousness and true holiness, right relationship with the Father, the holiness of the only Son of God being set apart to receive the life of God working within you. That is now proper to your new nature. It belongs to you. And this is why we can live an undefeated life. This is why we can live a life that is undefeated, because in Christ, I can put off my old nature. It will be a battle. It will be a fight, but it will be one that you have to commit to, friends, to not give up on. Put off your old nature. Put off your former way of life and put on the new nature created. Already created after the likeness of God. When we enter into that, this reality begins to dominate. The reality of deceitful lusts and desires, it does not have any power over us once we begin to taste the glory of living as a true, free son of God. Created after the likeness of God in righteousness and in holiness. You are not dominated by deceitful lust. Your old nature does not have to win. And so, Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to put off our old nature and to walk in our new nature formed after your image. Give us access. Give us more access to who we are in Christ so we can live a life that is not defeated and discouraged, but one that is walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may break free from futility. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.